Why do you think this podcast is important?
It's not.
No,
surprise.
Fix, the show where we talk to all kinds of folks about innovative ways to better feed the world. I am your host, Cassidy Huff, for the last time, because in the studio with me today, I have the future host of the Food Fix for the spring of 2023, at least. Anna, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, Food Fixers. my name is Anna. I'm a senior at MSU studying journalism and public relations, and I'm so excited to be the host of this podcast.
I am too. Just a little bit of background. We were searching for a new host for a while. We just didn't know who would be a good fit. But I had a class with Anna this past semester, and she just expressed a lot of interest in podcasts, and that was enough for me. I just wanted somebody who had a respect and love for podcasts, and obviously she's a journalist, so she knows what she's doing. And also Anna's hilarious, and hey. I think you guys are really gonna like her. She's just really fun. So we're just gonna learn a little bit about her as I pass the torch off, and this will be the last you hear from me, and then the rest will be Anna.
All me, guys. But I know I've got big shoes to fill. Don't worry. I appreciate all the wonderful work that Cassidy's been doing on this show.
That's so kind of you to say. But you know what? Enough about me. We want to hear more about you. And first of all, this is something I always want to do with people. As a podcast-y, what are some of your favorite podcasts?
Some of my favorite podcasts. Okay. What really got me into podcasts, it's called Ologies by Allie Ward.
Okay, yes.
I talked about this in our class, actually.
You did.
I'm obsessed with it. Really?
Yeah, you put me on it.
Good.
I listened to a few episodes. Oh my gosh, that's perfect for this audience.
Yeah.
Tell everyone.
It's very science-y based, but it's also kind of like this podcast in the way where it interviews experts, and it's more of a conversation about science. It's not just forcing it down your throat.
No, right.
So it's a really easy kind of, I always say, passive way to learn science because it's so fun you don't even know you're learning it.
That's the sweet spot,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She introduced that podcast in class, and I have listened to a few episodes since, and it's just so fun. And I do recommend it for everybody. So do you have a history yourself with food systems topics at all?
I don't. And that's kind of the crazy thing, guys. I'm not a farmer like you were, but I'm so, so open to learning. And I do, I mean, I eat food.
Hey,
so
as do I.
Yeah.
As do I think most of my listeners.
I would hope so.
We all have that in common.
Yeah.
that's all
So I do
takes.
Have a stake in this game.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's a good mindset to have about it, too. Because I always like to say, the more... somebody else probably said this before me, but now I just always say I like to say. But the more you know, the more you want to know. So the more that you learn about food systems topics, the more that you're going to want to keep digging and find more stuff. So I think you're perfect for this. It's going to be really fun for you. So why are you excited to do the show? What made you excited about this?
You, honestly.
Oh,
I mean, because I love podcasts. I'll say it. I'm guilty of always listening to a podcast. If somebody were to stop me on the street and do that thing where it's like, what are you listening to right now? It's probably a podcast. But I was listening to this show and you were talking about it in class, and I am so excited by the way that you approach these topics.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's really why I'm excited.
You're
because
so
of you.
Kind. So kind. Thank you. And soon it'll be you. Oh my gosh, you're going to love it so much. Okay. And lastly, I'll ask, why do you feel that this podcast specifically is important?
I think that there's a lot of value in learning about food systems because, like we've been saying, it applies to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we can do for the greater good. This is something that we can use to inform people and to hopefully learn about our world and our food systems better, which is kind of the goal as mm-hmm. we evolve as human beings.
Yeah.
So.
And I liked how you said it earlier that we do all have stake in this game. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like this is like a sector of science that we cannot ignore. I mean, we shouldn't ignore any of them.
Yeah.
But this one especially, we have so much stake in the game.
And you're a vegan, but you still have stake in the game. It's like...
No, exactly. I have a ton of stake. Wait, was that a pun? Was that a pun? Oh, see, I went right over my head.
You're like, yes, I am a vegan.
That's funny. She got me. I'm keeping it in. She got me. But yeah, no, you're so right. You're so right. And I'm really excited. I'm glad that you have that mindset going into this. You're going to be a perfect filler of these shoes.
Oh, as you said, man, I do have big feet, so.
So one last thing that I'll say. So a running joke that we have with the Food Fix is every host who's ever hosted the show has changed the music every single time. I would just like to go on the record and say that the Freezer Bees, who are the band.
I think they're pretty good.
I think they're fantastic.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of songs, and they've permitted us to use all of them. So even if you just, wanted to switch to a different...
Are you pitching the Freezer Bees to me?
I'm pitching the Freezer Bees. I think you should keep using them. Obviously, no pressure. It's... totally up to you after this episode. This might be the last time anybody hears the Freezer Bees at the end, but just some food for thought.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't need to make any promises, but they are great. So
we'll see about that.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that about does it. Before I close out with my regular outro. Which will no longer be regular. Would you like to add anything else and tell anybody else anything before you embark on this journey? Or do you have any questions for me?
Why do you think this podcast is important?
Oh, it's not. No.
Surprise.
I mean, I don't care. No, you covered it well. I think it's important. Because it's our past, it's our present, and our future. I mean, we've always eaten, we always will eat. But the one thing that is constantly changing is how we eat. And I just think it's important to know how we used to do it and how we can make it better. And, there's 8 billion of us now that are all eating. It's insane. And it's going to hit, I think, 10 billion by 2050, which is absurd. And we just... it's a fact. We can't keep eating the way that we are and have 10 billion people on this earth. It's just not a thing that's possible. So research like this is really important so that we can all live and prosper. And it's happening in real time. I mean, there's people who are suffering from these kinds of issues right now. And although we just skitter across the surface in like a really light way on this show, we're talking about really, really important things that are affecting real people. I think it's important that you treat the show with respect, but also have fun with it. Mm-hmm. And I think you can do that and still get across the point of how important the topics we're discussing are.
So, I think you did that. And I think everybody listening would thank you for that.
Oh, my. You're too kind. Oh. Well, all right. I guess for the last time, I'll thank my guest, Anna, and the future of the show. I know you're going to do great things.
Thank you.
I'm excited to keep listening, and I hope you guys are too. Thank you to the Freezer Bees. You guys rock. Guys, listen to their music. They're great. Thank you to the Night Center for giving me this job. It was really great. And thank you to you guys for being so supportive. This show has really done a lot for me and provided me with a lot of really exciting opportunities. So I'm grateful for all of you who have been listening with me for the past few months. And I think that's all. I'm gonna sign off before I get a little emotional. So thanks again. Okay, I'm leaving. Okay, Anna, you can say goodbye.
Goodbye, guys. Bye.